Adam, you know, Mr. Brighton, really, top of the table. First of all, how does that feel?
Yeah, obviously it feels great. I'm going to enjoy watching the reel on Sky Sports News this evening and tomorrow and seeing us top of the pile. It's a good start for us, obviously, but not getting carried away because it's early days. But it's a good day.
Tell us a bit about the game, because, you know, terrific start by the Albion, one up, and seemed in that first half to play some super football.
Yeah, we did. We played some good stuff at times, and possibly could have gone in at the break two up. To be fair to them, they did put us under a little bit of pressure, and we managed to withstand it in the first half and go in with the lead. Overall, you know, it's a really good 3 points, and we're very, very happy.
What does it say about the strength of the squad when, you know, Craig McHale-Smith goes off, Bruno goes off, but there's people to come on and replace them?
Yeah, we know that. We know how strong our squad is. I mean, the Gaffer's made some great signings, and you only have to look at the bench and look at the players that are not even on the bench and left behind. You know, our squad is very strong, and it bodes well for the season, I think.
And now your moment in front of those Brighton fans. Tell us how it came about.
Yeah, obviously the ball came in. I think it ricocheted between Hamo and one of their defenders, and it fell to me quite nicely, to be fair. And it's nice to get on the score sheet because it's been a while, so I enjoyed it.
And then, of course, Millwall have a man sent off, and it just seemed to change the dynamic of the game a bit.
Yeah, strangely. I don't know why that seems to happen quite a lot in football. I don't know whether that's us being guilty of taking our foot off the pedal or them redoubling their efforts and really going for it because they've got nothing to lose. Maybe a bit of both. Something maybe we'll have to look at. But fair play to them. They didn't give up, and they really did put us under a lot of pressure and made us work very hard for it. They got a goal back, and it was all hands to the pump, and thankfully we managed to hold on and get the 3 points.
Hold on, you did. A word about this goalkeeper as well, because that was some save right at the death.
Yeah, he's already shown, you know, what top calibre he is really already. I mean, he's made some fantastic stops this season and won us points, really. Not just today. There's a few saves that have been absolutely of the top draw, you know. So it's great to have him here.
There's a real resolve about the Albion. You know, people saying last year maybe these two last matches, you know, Watford and Millwall, maybe wouldn't have taken 6 points.
Yeah, it's a good return from two hard away games, you know. We know that coming away from home, it's never easy, but especially coming to the Den and Watford in the week, you know, we've really had to work hard, and it's been backs against the wall at times, and it's a good return from the two games, so we're very happy.
It's been a tough week. I mean, 3 games in sort of 8 days. What do you know? Good to get a rest before Birmingham next week.
Yeah, that's it. Going to rest up, get some good recovery in, hopefully get good week's training with the boys next week, and brace ourselves for a big game next Saturday.